Hi, thank you for calling the Devil Provera helpline. My name is Randy. Hi,
Hello.
this is a recorded line.
Yes.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera claim?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's pull it up, ma'am. And just to confirm before I get started, my name is Randy Reese, and this is a recorded line. Is your phone number 775-388-9242?
Yes, sir.
And what? Yes, thank you, ma'am. And what is your name? Please, your first name?
Baleen.
Could you spell that for me?
C-H-A-L-I-N-E.
C-H-A-L-I-A-N-E?
No. P as in Paul. H. A. L as in labor. I. N. E.
Faleen, thank you so much. And what's your last name, Miss Faleen?
Conklin, C-O-N-K-L-I-N.
Thank you. And again, I'm Randy Reese, C-O-N-K-L-I-N. Thank you. Now,
yes.
And I appreciate that. Sometimes my hearing isn't the greatest, so I'll apologize in advance for that, Miss Conklin.
No, okay. I have a hard time hearing as well, and just recently had a brain tumor removed. So.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. That particular tumor, was it diagnosed as meningioma?
Yes, I had a meningioma.
Okay. So would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in a Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I have not. I just did the survey, and then I was told they would call me.
Okay, perfect. I do look forward to helping you on this, to be quite honest with you. I'm old, and I've been around since this stuff first came out, so I apologize in advance what happened to you. Now, ma'am, just this is kind of like housekeeping. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter? But, Ms. Conklin, most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm. Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, you'd be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
And you are a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And, ma'am, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And I believe you already mentioned the meningioma. Was it located in the brain?
It was on the right side.
Oh, you poor thing. And what was your date of diagnosis?
Just recently, June of 2024.
Thank you. Well, do you remember if that was at the beginning, middle, towards the end of the month?
On the 24th of June.
Oh, okay. Of 2024, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Both.
Oh, again, you poor thing. What is your date of birth, young lady?
9/11/63.
I have 9/11/1963, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's another date, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah.
Not even going to go there, Miss Conklin. But I will tell you this, I'm a little bit older than you. And like I said, I do remember when that stuff first came out. It was going to be God's gift to women.
Yeah,
I know. You poor thing. Okay, let me keep going here. I do want to send you my contact information. Just in case we become disconnected or anything, I will call you immediately back. But the number I'm going to send you is my desk phone. So this is, I wouldn't say my private line, but what I would say is that I do receive text messages, voicemails, and any sort of, if you have a follow-up question or something, you're more than welcome to reach out directly to me, okay?
Okay.
There, wait a minute. Let me go back. I've got to put your phone number in. Getting ahead of myself. 775-388-9242.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. There. And there, I'm Randy Reese. You've got my contact information. I just also wanted to let you know that you could feel free to pass that on if you know anybody else who wants to talk to me about this claim, okay?
Okay, I just got it, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, did you use the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember it was the Depo Provera or was it a different one?
No, Depo Provera.
Thank you, ma'am. And did you use the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. And on the shot, you know that it was the Depo. It wasn't the generic, right? Because generic doesn't even say Depo on it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, within, you said you used Depo for at least 1 year minimum. Within any one of those years that you used it, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to you getting diagnosed?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because I took it in two or three different time periods. Like, I took it in the late 90s, and then the early,
No, that's okay. Let me help you with this a little bit. You just said the late 90s. Now, did you stop because you were going to have a child or something?
Yes. So I had a baby in 98 and 97. So around the 96 is when I took it.
Okay.
I first started taking some in the late 80s.
Okay. But you first started using Depo. It actually, let me ask you this question. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st and 1992? I mean, January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes.
Okay. And then as far as you, I don't know that Depo was around before 92. I think that's why they asked the date. But do you know approximately when you started using Depo? Do you think it was the 80s?
I feel like it was the 80s because I took some shots, but like I said, it's been so long. I took from two different, I had two sets of family, but my second family, I was on Depo.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so this was your second family. What year was that child born?
97.
Okay. And you had taken Depo before getting pregnant with that child, correct?
Yes, sir.
And when would you think you would have started taking the Depo? Or let me ask you.
About 93.
Okay.
And 93 then, to 95, 96.
Okay. So you think you started around 93. Do you remember, like, would it have been the beginning of the year, in the middle of the year, just your best of your memory? You don't have to be 100%, but just as best as you can remember.
Okay, so I'm going to say in 90, I'm going to say in the summer okay. of 90.
93.
Yeah, 93, yeah.
Okay. And I don't want to correct you, so is that 92 or 93?
93, I'm going to say 93.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. In the summer, so you're thinking beginning of summer, so maybe like July?
Yeah, July, that sounds really good.
Probably the beginning of the month, maybe the holiday coming up or something around that?
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what a lot of ladies tell me. That does make sense. Now, when do you think you stopped using it?
Well, I got pregnant and then I had my son in 97. So I'm going to say around, he was born in May of 97. He was born early and all kinds of complications. And
did you use it after that?
I did. I used it again with my second one, and she had trouble as well.
What about, did you have a third one?
No, that was it. That was the end of it.
Okay. When did you stop using it the very last time in your life?
I want to say 97.
So you started using it in
93.
So you used it for about 4 years?
You were born 97. Yeah, I'm going to say about 4 years.
Okay.
Off and on, yeah.
Do you remember what month that would have been that you used it, that you stopped using it, I'm sorry, in 97?
Yeah, I'm going to say January.
Okay. And I'll just put January, the beginning of the month. Is that acceptable to you?
Yeah. Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And we know you were diagnosed with meningioma. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. Men can't actually file a claim here. Okay. P-H-A-L-I-N-E. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then I have CONKLIN, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your social security number, please?
530-74-1032. And why do you need that? I'm just curious.
This would be
sure.
This would be in an attempt to pull your medical records.
Oh, okay, good.
Right. And what is your best email address?
1981. D as in Paul, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, C as in Cat, at gmail.com.
Okay, so I have 1981, PATC, at gmail.com.
Yes.
And then for your phone number, I have 775-388-9242.
Yes.
Is this a mobile phone?
Yes, it is.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Text is probably better. Email is good, too.
Okay.
Yeah, either one is better than the phone. I'm not real good about answering it.
No worries. Thank you for that. What's the best time of the day to get a hold of you?
Right about now.
Okay. And what is your address, please?
P.O. Box 57.
Do you have a physical address?
I do. I do.
What is that?
3121 College Way.
Hold on. College Way.
And it's in Owyhee, O-W-Y.
O-W-Y.
H-E-E.
Nevada.
Yep. 89832.
Elko County. Is that pretty rural out there?
Very rural.
Is that why we have a P.O. box?
Yes, I have a P.O. box.
Would it be the same zip code in Owyhee?
Mm-hmm.
What's the P.O. box number?
57.
57. Okay. So I put the address as 3121 College Way. Then for address line 2, I put P.O. box 57, Owyhee, Elko County, Nevada, 89832. Will that work?
Yep, that's usually how I do it.
Perfect. Thank you. Now, I can help you with this a little bit using the magic of Google. What was the facility you were diagnosed at with the meningioma?
I was diagnosed here at the Owyhee Community Health Facility by the facility here after I had an MRI and a CAT scan done at the Elko Regional. Elko Northeastern Nevada.
Okay, I got the first Elko one. So which place did you go first?
I actually went to the Owyhee Community Health Facility.
Is that where they diagnosed you?
That's where I was diagnosed, yeah. But,
okay.
The story's kind of strange, but they
okay.
found it in Elko. They found it in Elko. They thought I was having a stroke because
okay,
I had gotten an eye exam and my eye, and they found my
meningioma. They found the meningioma.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So anyway, so they sent me to get the CAT scan done. The CAT scan saw it, and then I went back for the MRI, and those were both in the Northeastern Nevada at Elko.
Okay. So that's when they told you, was when you went back.
That's when they told me. Yep.
Okay.
That's when they told me it was June.
You poor thing. Hang on. I'm copying and pasting this information. It's all there still. That's terrible, too, it is, even the phone number. It's got a really good reviews, and I love the picture they put up. It's big old green pasture and green behind it, and just looks like a beautiful place. Okay, now, do you remember the doctor's name?
Which the first one?
That would be at the one that gave you the bad news. That would be back at the community health center.
Dr. Moreau.
M-U-R-O.
M-O-R-E-A-U. And then she transferred care to Dr. Cope. because she was a traveling doctor.
Okay. And did Dr. Culp treat you?
Dr. Culp is now my physical doctor, yes.
Okay, and how do you spell
it's
his last name?
It's a lady. Her name is Julie Culp,
okay.
C-O-P-E.
Thank you for that, ma'am. Dr. Julie. Okay. And where is she located? At the health center?
At the YHE facility, yes.
Okay, thank you. And so again, more copying and pasting. Thank you for having this information. It truly helps get at your claim. Now, had you had any prior cancer diagnosis prior to the meningioma?
I had not, no.
Okay. Let me go back up here and make sure I've got everything I need so far. And I really appreciate your patience and reliving this just a little bit. I know it's not easy. Okay. Now, when you got any sort of medical treatment or anything like that, would that have been Dr. Julie Culp still?
She put me, at that time, they gave me anxiety medicine just because it was so
mm-hmm.
strange. But not really. I went to Dr. Duckworth, who my neurosurgeon.
Okay, Duckworth.
Duckworth, and he's in St. Luke's in Boise, Idaho.
St. Luke's. Good old Boise. That would be the, my wife's from Coeur d'Alene, so I know a little bit about Idaho. It's beautiful up there, and I found it St. Luke's. Okay. And that's where he's from. So, yeah, it got pretty serious. They had to move you to a much bigger facility. I do see that.
Yeah.
Okay. Poor thing. Hold on. And I'm just copying and pasting from what I found here. St. Luke's Boise Medical Center. And I have 190 East Bancock Street in Boise.
Yep, that's Bannock Street.
Bannock, thank you. Okay. Hang on. And any meds that they did prescribe you, would they have prescribed them at the hot? Where did you go to get them? Did you go to Walgreens, Walmart?
I got my medication, some of it at the facility in St. Luke's, but most of it, I get my medication at the YHE Community Health Facility.
Thank you. You just thank you for your patience. You're doing really well. You should be completed here in just a few more seconds, a little minutes. Okay. Now, can I ask how you're doing now?
Depends on the day. Today's not a bad day. Yesterday, not so great. Just depends.
Do you have anxiety?
I'm very tired. Lots of anxiety. Very tired. Not much energy, and that's been going on for a long, long time. No energy, my fatigue, just fatigue.
I'm so sorry. Are you still taking any medications?
Yeah, I take my anxiety medicine, and I also was diagnosed with fibromyalgia way back, so I take gabapentin.
Okay.
I
just put that you still take meds. Let me ask you a question concerning medical records. Mm-hmm. It would be great if you do have them in your hand, but can you confirm for me that they do exist? So, in other words, you would be able to get them. If the attorneys have any difficulty getting them, you'd be able to get them from the community center in the event that the attorneys can't. So can you confirm that for me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. And you'd be able to send them in via mail if they ask, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. And, ma'am, this is the last question. Well, maybe I'll have another one. I'll have to look through and make sure that I didn't miss anything. But we do request an emergency contact number. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you. This would ensure that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, you would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where we can't get a hold of you for a long time. So if you could give me the name and the phone number, and I can use your address, and if they can access your email, that'll be fine as well. But could you give me the first name and phone number and who they are, friend, family, or foe?
Okay, I'm going to give you my daughter's name. Her name is Hattie. It's H-A-T-T-I-E.
Thank you. And what's Hattie's phone number?
775-388-1154.
Thank you. And Hattie's your daughter?
Yes.
And in the event something would happen to you, Hattie would be able to access your email, correct?
Yes, she can.
Okay, good.
She is also on my records and stuff for contact, so.
Okay, thank you for that.
That's already covered.
I will add that in here as well. Okay, thank you for that. Let me just do some more copy and pasting, and you're just about set.
It'd be so nice if I could get a settlement. That'd be awesome.
Well, let me tell you how the process works here in 1 second. And you deserve one. You certainly do. And I like the fact that you still go to the same facility. There shouldn't be any difficulty with your records, anything like that. So what'll happen here is the firm, well, first what I got to get you to do, hold on. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, perfect. Let me prepare this. It's coming your way. It's doing its thing right now. It takes a second on its end. Oh, you know what? It's probably going to tell me I haven't signed in. I just came back. Okay, yep. That's what it told me. Let me sign in. Gotta love computers.
Well, yeah, they're so nice and they work right.
When they work right, correct. You know what? You and I didn't, listen, I was born in 1959. You and I did not grow up with computers. We had to learn.
That's right, we did.
And these kids nowadays, it just comes to them so naturally. Good for them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And just to confirm, your email is 1981patc@gmail.com, correct?
1981patc, yes.
And then 775-388-9242, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm actually in the DocuSign, so. All right, it's spinning. It's coming your way. It's going to come to you via both text and email. The easiest way is probably to access a text, but I'm not sure who your carrier is over there.
I got it on Verizon.
Okay. Oh, Verizon's the best. So go ahead and click on that, and if you know how to do the DocuSign, then just go ahead and follow the instructions. But I'm right here. I'm not going away. I'm just going to kind of be quiet.
I'm not right now.
Perfect. And then the first thing you will see is a little box that's going to ask you to agree to receive information from me electronically.
Continue to review.
Yeah, hit continue. Everything you're going to want to do is going to be in the yellow. I don't know if that's changed since the last time you did DocuSign. There, you're in there. I see that.
That's not open.
And by the way, it's going to put a copy of this into your inbox, so you don't have to download the app at the end. It's going to ask you to. That's kind of more of a marketing thing with DocuSign.
Adopt and
sign. That would be your signature, correct?
Okay, yeah.
And then I also, while you're doing that, I'm sending you another. I sent you two with my information on it, but I'm also going to send you another one. And this is a phone number. This is the attorney. They're going to call you, usually within 24 hours or so. It's just going to be a quick verification call. You're not going. I did the intake. You're not going to have to go through that again. Really more think of it like an introductory call. If they miss you, they'll leave you a voice message. And any questions you have concerning settlement amounts or anything like that, please feel free to ask them, okay? And okay. I did receive your document back. And can you just confirm you received that one last text from me that says Pulaski 84 firm? And then I'll have
I just got that as well.
Perfect.
Yes.
Now, can I ask you, do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't. I just mostly just how much longer is, or I mean, so the lawyers will get the information, they'll review it, and then what happens after that, sir?
Basically, you're just in the queue because they have started settling these cases. As far as time frames goes, you should be, you know, quicker than others because the fact that your medical facility is still there and stuff, but I don't want to speak for the attorneys, but that generally makes it easier to get what they need, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
So have those, you feel free to ask those questions to them, but I'm just telling you what I've seen based on experience. But like I say, you can also go on to Google if you want, and you can look at average time frame to settle Depo Provera lawsuits and kind of see what they say. And again, I don't know for sure, but I would think you would be on the quicker side of the average. But again, that's a question best for the attorneys, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
All right, well, then I'll just keep my fingers crossed and hopefully everything will go fine.
I believe it will. And listen, thank you so much, and it truly has been a pleasure speaking with you. And you just have a blessed holiday and hang in there, okay?
You as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.